You're listening to a program of piano concertos on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Now to another American pianist composer born later in the 20th century, Joan Tower. Her piano concerto was premiered in 1985 by Jacqueline Helene. It has a whole different kind of musical expressivity from that of Amy Beach's concerto. The musical language is not romantic. That is, it doesn't use the silvery, lush pianistic gestures that were part of the landscape when Beach was composing. Tower's piece is very compelling, strong, and colorful. The piece carries the subtitle, Homage to Beethoven. The composer says about it, "While I was working on this concerto, Beethoven walked into the room. I asked him, 'Would you please leave?' And he replied, 'No, I think I'll stay.' 'Well,' I said, 'if you're going to stay, please be of some use to me.' So his presence became very strong in the concerto." The homage aspect of the piece is not overt. The Beethoven sonatas quoted in the three cadenzas that link the movements, the Tempest, Opus 111, and the Waldstein, are transformed in a dreamy, fragmented way. The pianist Ursula Oppens says, "I was at first wary of this idea of quoting Beethoven, but as one gets into the music, it works beautifully. The sonatas sneak in a kind of dream state, and the concerto becomes Joan's meditation on Beethoven." Let's hear it now in a performance by pianist Ursula Oppens with Joseph Silverstein conducting the Louisville Orchestra. It's in three movements. Thank you.